Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal, that maybe something is missing? Welcome to Shades of Spirit Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Join me as I connect you to all shades of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and paranormal investigator. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and in a non-judgmental heart. I'm going to help you, the listeners, identify ways you can connect by supplying the spiritual tools you can use in your everyday life when connecting with spirit. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to connect with spirit? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Season 3 of Shades of Spirit Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited. Actually, listening to the intro, I got a little emotional because I love this so, so much. Spirit Walker Nicole is not with us tonight. She'll be back and forth with us as long as she behaves herself. As we all know, that's not always the case. But she's like, "Are you so excited?" And I said, "I love this to my core, to my absolute core." And then as I was watching everything start, LaShawn, our luminous mystic, pops on right before the intro and just says, "You know, you're going to kill it." That means so much that you guys continue to follow me, to continue following Shades of Spirit, to be continuing that connection, that luminous path with love and I share and what we can give to you guys. So this season, as always, is going to be fun, informative, full of spirit connection. For our first-time listeners, those of you that have not met me or are just tuning into Shades of Spirit and you have not heard one of the 64 episodes that we have out there into the podcast universe, you can go to 50 different platforms and find any of my Shades of Spirit podcasts on any and all topics. Each season, I like to do different topics. Sometimes we might revisit one, but nothing is ever going to be the same. So a quick rundown of how the shows are going to go. The first 30 minutes is going to be about a topic. The last 30 minutes is going to be readings. Yes, folks, free readings. So you've got that number. You've got it on my Facebook page. You see it on Transformation Talk Radio. It's a live call-in show. Makes it more fun when I can talk to you, but I know some of you can't do that. So you can throw up your question in the comment section on either Transformation Talk Radio or Shades of Spirit. I will check those at the break right about 5:30. Jot your names down. Today, our readings are going to be out of the Soul Coaching book because it's all about adaptability and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, right? So for me, for those of you that don't know, I don't introduce myself every single show, but we're kicking off season three. I am a psychic medium. I have been speaking with spirit since the age of 5. I've been able to communicate with lower level energies, meaning people that have passed in sudden deaths, suicides, drug and alcohol overdoses. I really can move into those lower levels, if you will, of the energy in order to make that connection for my clients. I am a Reiki master teacher. I found that energy was so fascinating in my 30s that I wanted to learn more. And so I became a Reiki master, and I find that the exchange between myself and my clients, plants, animals, the universe is above and beyond what any of us know. I also am a paranormal investigator. So we love to go out and see what's going on in your home, your office, your land. We do it within our own spaces, and we empower you to be able to clear energy out of your space and to get to the root of why is the energy happening. We have all the latest technology, meaning LaShawn has bought all the latest technology. All of your sales from all of her beautiful jewelry and energy bracelets always goes to something that benefits us as a whole, or her as well, as it should has. So we do paranormal investigations. We're planning to do a lot more this year as well. So that's just a jot about me. You can find more on me on the websites. So with that being said, I do want to do a quick promo. LaShawn and I are doing our first retreat, right? So it's going to be held in October of this year, the 20th to the 22nd in Wrightwood, California. Jump over to Luminous Path with Love. That's her website. Get your early bird ticket pricing now. You're going to spend a weekend with myself and LaShawn the Luminous Mystic as we take you on a mystical adventure in the woods. We're going to do paranormal investigating. We're going to do physical mediumship. I love this topic. Group readings, workshops. We're going to have Reiki healing circles. We're going to have sound baths. We're going to have tuning forks. The weekend covers the cost of two nights at Lions Camp in Wrightwood, California. Five meals, snacks, all activities, supplies, and memories that last a lifetime. Go to Luminous Path with Love. Check out our event. So let's get into the topic, right? So today we're going to talk about accountability partners, right? And I bet that most of you don't realize that you have more accountability partners than you think. As I started down this rabbit hole, which everything for me is a rabbit hole, I get one idea and then it spurs into something else. I came down this road making a commitment with one of my previous students, who's now considered family. And I realized how necessary accountability partners are in the human spiritual school, right? We are humans. We are spiritual beings. We are merged together. Whether it's that you're a human having a spiritual experience or vice versa, that's like a potato and a potato, right? We are both learning and growing in this particular school. We need to have accountability partners, right? So how many times have you let guilt plague you for not following through with plans you've had for yourself, meaning not keeping ourselves accountable, or plans with other people? I know I have. Family obligations, right? We've not been able to follow through. Why? Because we're not holding ourselves accountable and no one's holding us accountable. Or if they are, we're in such a space that we just let guilt take over and that's it, right? I've fallen into this trap more times than I can count. And I started to get tired of it, especially the past few years of that solitude that we've experienced from the pandemic and everything else going on in the world. I realized that I was probably the worst accountability partner that anybody could possibly have. And that was going to be a problem, right? So accountability partners also need to have one very important tool in my book when it comes down to working with one another's, and that's compassion, right? Compassion for one another and ourselves. At times we can be too hard on ourselves or others because of one word. And I want you guys to think about that. I want you to know, what is that one word, right? Why are we too hard on ourselves? What is it that we put up our walls and all those blocks? It's fear. Fear, you guys. Fear is such a detrimental word to us that we don't know where to go when we're in such a low vibration. And if you look at the realm of consciousness, fear, boredom, guilt, shame are all in the bottom of that cone. And then we start to raise up to neutral. And then we start to raise up into that joy and enlightenment and love and laughter. And that expands out. So what I want you guys to do first, this is an interactive show, okay? So I want you guys to think of a person who you would put, this is your team. We are building our accountability teams right now. I want you to think of that person you would put into your accountability team. So I want you guys to take a few seconds. I want you to connect into that energy now. Guys, are we feeling it? Are we connecting into that energy space? What's interesting is that before I do my shows or any other type of spiritual work, I always connect with my team and I connect my energy into yours. And I could feel our throat chakras and the beginning of our heart chakras, so that thymus area closing up, right? Now, how many of you had someone in mind? You know, how many of you had someone that you would like to be on your accountability team? Like I said, for me, it isn't myself. I cannot do it. I know I can't. I know that's something that I need to work on myself, but it's time for me to start finding someone that can help me with that. I've tried it time and time again. So what did I end up doing? I set myself up to fail. And then I would be guilty because I let someone else down. And then I would be fearful of what so I literally was down at the bottom of this cone, strangling in my own energy. That's not healthy for us as energetic beings, right? So what I did is my first person, people group, if you will, who came to mind when I was really coming into that space of, all right, I'm setting up my accountability team, is my angels and my spirit guides. And so I did a mindfulness meditation. I don't do a lot of meditations where I just sit and quiet my mind. Usually it has to have a one purpose and I open up and I just connect with my team. And I ask them to hold space for me when it comes to accountability and keeping me accountable. So yes, your spirit team can be your accountability partners. My spirit team honestly is like an appendage to me, you guys. We are literally connected at the soul level, right? We are connected through my higher self, which comes into my physical self, which they are all around me. And we're going to hold space for one another because we walk together. We talk together. They feel as I feel, right? And until we communicate with them, all they can do is hold space for us. So now I've opened up that door and I've allowed that conversation to take place. So now what I do, and this is for all of you, take some notes after you get home from work, not while you're driving, you guys. I know it's 5 o'clock for some of you here in California. But I want you to take some notes on what you would like to have as a sign between you and your spirit team. For me, I trust my solar plexus, right? This center right here, bottom of the rib cage, our gut, right? That is who I am at my core level. And that's how I allow my spirit guides and ask them to come in and guide me through that gut instinct. Okay. So with that being said, I'm able to trust what I'm receiving because of this connection. I've been doing this for decades, right? Decades. God, that seems like a long time, you guys. I'm only 25, right? But at the same time, I've built trust with my spirit team over these decades. But it didn't have to take me so long, which is what I teach you guys when we do our one-on-one mediumship classes or our coaching sessions or just in your physical mediumship reading when you're looking for guidance for yourself, that it doesn't have to take us that long. I have a shortcut on how you can connect with your spirit team that doesn't have to take decades to get to the point of where I'm at now. And I've seen it work. There's some fabulous energy workers out there now who have taken my classes, who are starting off their journeys, and I'm so proud and excited for them. Because they actually listen to that and they shorten those decades into months or just a couple of years to get to that point. So like I said, spirit guides, angels, my first accountability team, I'm checking in with them. I'm trusting that solar plexus, right? Now, what I would like to know also with my spirit team is how else can I see them? Meaning using my psychic senses, I want to take some time to connect with them. I want to find signs and symbols, right? The signals of accountability that I need them to show me and to get that from them, we need to express them very clearly to our spirit team. Okay. So what we're going to do is we are going to ask our spirit team to come close to us, right? We ask them to show us through our psychic senses how they're going to come through when we need guidance and support from them to keep us accountable. Now, some of our psychic senses are some of the easy ones. Clairvoyance, that is your third eye. I'm not saying that's easy to connect with, but people know that one. Clairaudience is hearing, right? Claircognizance, the inner knowing. I like to stream that claircognizance through my crown chakra into my solar plexus. It could be clairsentience where we're feeling, but you have to find what works for you in that aspect. So what I want us to do is I want us to take a moment. Again, please do this in a space where you're not driving. You can go back and listen to these on Transformation Talk Radio's website, our website. You can listen to us on any type of search engine for podcast. But go into this space in a quiet meditative space for you. We're going to call in our spirit team to connect. We're going to just ask them to come near, that our purpose is to reach them at a level where they can hold us accountable for what we're supposed to be doing on this path, on this spiritual journey. And that we would like them to give us a sign, or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe we're going to give them a sign that works for us. And that's our accountability sign. It could be a number. It could be double digits, triple digits. How many of you out there have numbers as a sign? Assign one of those numbers to be your accountability number. Maybe it's a color. Anytime I see the color yellow, I know to get out of my head and get into my space, tap back into my solar plexus and allow myself to trust you. And to trust that you're holding me accountable. Maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's an object. Butterflies, hummingbirds. It could be just the most random object, wooden spoon. Whatever works for you, right? And every time we see that sign, we know they are here for us, holding us accountable. And they are our accountability partner. So let's take about 15 seconds right now. Let's call on our spirit teams. If you are doing something that is active, I just want you to open up to your team, say out loud, I want to connect with you for 15 seconds and start to open up these channels, right? So let's take the next 15 seconds to connect with their energy and set this up with them. All right, everybody. I love this. I love how the energy shifts. I can feel some of you doing this right now. This is how we connect, by just asking. Now, some of you may not have gotten anything right now. This 10, 15 seconds is just a small amount of time. It's all it takes. It's something you can work towards in order to connect with your spirit team, in order to connect, in order for you to share this time and space with them, right? My conversations with my spirit team are very, very short, right? Because otherwise my monkey brain starts to go all over the place and then I get sidetracked on what I'm doing. So schedule a time with your spirit team, put it in your calendars, allow yourself that space, allow yourself that forgiveness, release that guilt, and quit holding on to that fear, and have your accountability partner's first set be your spirit team. Now, you have someone you can trust this topic with. Some of you are shaking your heads at me like, I don't know about that. Yes, you absolutely do. Someone who's looking for the same energy. What you've got to do is bring your energy up a little bit higher if you're feeling kind of low, because you want to draw that same energy to you, right? Laws of attraction, like attracts like. So how do you find a way to reach out to them from a space of surrender and authenticity? I have students, clients, you guys, our listeners, whom I share my life experiences with. I share them in my sessions. I share them when I go live. I share them when I'm doing Transformation Talk Radio. I will share my life experiences. Why? To show vulnerability and surrender. Surrender has been a big word for me this year. It's been about a year and a half, but I've honestly honored it this year, right? It was through them that I learned to be this way. To be able to open up, surrender, and finally let someone else in and to allow myself to be accountable with them. Okay. So I rose from mistrust energy. I mean, how many of you are still working on rising from the ashes, right? We bring that phoenix in. I'm going to rise from the ashes to open energy, because I needed to feel love and compassion, and I needed to give it back, and I needed it in that space of equality. So let me tell you how this all got started, right? In a group reading with one of my clients, I knew that they needed a Reiki session. Knew they needed a Reiki session. In their reading, I called them out. You need a Reiki session. Are you doing Reiki on yourself? I also realized that this would be someone who could keep me accountable, because they have in the past. And that was really important for me, is that they kept me accountable and I didn't go off in guilt or fear or shame or anger. How dare you say so? Or how? Not anything like that. I surrendered and I allowed myself to be vulnerable and say, yeah, you're right. Knowing that we needed to have one another as those accountability partners. We made a pact to exchange sessions with one another. And this is where the accountability partner came into existence for me, was that now I have a pact with someone that we are going to do something monthly, and we're going to do something that involves self-care for each of us and an even exchange of energy. We're holding that space for one another. I removed my ego. That is the biggest part of this. I let my ego go, which surrenders, which is vulnerability, which allows me to release fear and allows me to fully embrace spirit, which then puts me back into the connection with my spirit team and my angels and allows that connection to continue to thrive. Okay. I allowed myself to trust. And that is a hard thing to do. We all know that. Very hard to do. This is also where the exchange of compassion comes in. Compassion for them and compassion for myself, and vice versa. When one of us is not feeling well or have a lot going on, and we want to be a little bit on that, I'm not sure if I can get this done this week or next week, we allow ourselves to be compassionate and open and just let them know that we're going to hold space for them until they're ready. There is nothing else that I have to do because we have got this pact that we are going to be there for one another. We're going to hold space for one another. I will hold you accountable. So towards the end of the month, if I don't hear from you, which I know I will, I will reach out to you and see, are you ready to have this session now? And if not, what can we do together to work through this moment in order for us to continue the self-healing, self-growth, and ascension? Okay. So there is somebody out there. We will find them. You will find that person. So I decided to make a list of everyone who I feel is an accountability partner currently in my lap. That's weird. No. This is where we need Spirit Walker Nicole, because she would just right now make some sort of rude comment and we would all laugh together. No, accountability partners in my life, right? And it floored me, honestly, when I sat down last night and went through the amount of people and energies that hold me accountable day in and day out, and they had no idea. They still don't until about 3 seconds from now, because I want to give them gratitude. Now, again, this is just the space that I am in right now. This has been the past month. These are the people that have been working with my energy, whether they realize it or not, and keeping me accountable for who I am and what I'm looking to achieve in life. So the first thing is my kids, right? Yes, my spirit team, they're always with me. I've tapped into that energy, but my kids, I've always wanted to be a mom. And I've struggled with being the perfect mom. I mean, who hasn't struggled with being the perfect parent? I've taken on guilt. I've taken on shame, right? Only to see that their love is still flowing. And what does that love do for me? That holds me accountable in returning that love. That holds me accountable to get out of guilt and shame and fear. And oh my gosh, did I mess this up for them? Or whatever was going on at that time. All they did was bring love back to me to show me that I'm worthy of that love. And yes, it's emotional to be worthy of that, right? I'm not perfect, as I should not be or will be. And I want you guys to remember that. Even though we're holding ourselves accountable, we're never going to be perfect except in the eyes of who you associate with up, whether it's source, angels, your spirit team. Maybe you are perfect. Maybe you have really reached that space in your life, and I applaud you for that. It doesn't mean you don't need an accountability partner, right? I am grateful for the life experiences with my kids that I get to share every day. And I know that they feel the same way. The second one, oh my God, we're going to float her head, you guys. Thank goodness she can't get on here right now. Spirit Walker Nicole, you guys know that we've worked together for years now, that we really do care about what we're doing and what we're putting out to you guys, the listeners, and to our clients. I put that as all. No one holds me more accountable than you. I don't always listen in the moment, but that's my path. And that goes for a lot of us. We may be held accountable, but it may not catch up with us for a week, 2, 3 months, 6 months, where all of a sudden the aha moment comes into effect. And now we're holding ourselves accountable from something they said weeks and even months ago. Right? Accountability doesn't have to be right in the moment. It might be just something within our life that clicks for us, right? I soon realized the guidance that you give me, please, you guys, you know, I'm filling her head for the next Facebook Live, that you're giving me is to be sat on till I can absorb it. That's important for us to know. Sometimes we have to sit on that. LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, you have a powerful way of holding me accountable without saying a word. And you guys know her, you know how she is. You're going to meet her for the next week. Not next week, but 2 weeks from now, she's going to be on with me. You guys know her. I treasure our friendship, LaShawn, and working relationship. You've taught me what authentic relationships should look like. And that's holding one another accountable and sharing space for one another and also giving one another space when needed. And that's what's really important when it comes down to accountability. My family, as they've never doubted my spiritual ascension, right? This is sometimes a hard thing for people to grasp. I mean, I may not have known that both my grandmothers were psychics until I was 40, but I'm over that. Yeah, okay. Rich, you started this whole episode. And Claudia, Claudia is a fantastic massage therapist, Reiki practitioner, body worker, and her and I are working on building up an accountability partner once a month as well. And she is making my physical body a whole space, and we're going to be working on stuff with her. But it's, again, holding each other accountable for that self-care. Maria, 42 years of friendship, right? Usually results in me sinking to my lowest and reaching out. It may not be fair, but you never, ever made me feel guilty for reaching out when I needed an ear. You guys have to know, if you have a friendship like that where it ends up being over time that you end up contacting them when you need something or when you're feeling low, if they're giving you back just as much energy and love, you are exchanging that exchange of energy and holding one another accountable and leaving that door open for whenever somebody needs to walk through, you're always going to be there in a space of love and light. And Jenny H., you've kept me accountable since the first grade. I cherish the rebuild of our friendship over the past 6 months to 12 months. I continue looking forward to growing our relationship together and the spiritual world and that connection. And last but not least, and again, you guys, I'm leaving people out because this is just right now in the moment. This is where I'm at in this gratitude space. My listeners, clients, and friends, you've given me a gift only source could have supplied. This is why I'm back and continue to do the work that I'm doing. So you guys, what I want you to know is you have an accountability partner. You have someone that is there for you, whether it be a family member, a friend, a neighbor. Maybe it's someone that just checks in on you as you check on them. It doesn't have to be someone that you connect with every single day. It can be someone that you can knock on the door 42 years later and be an absolute mess, and you guys pick up the pieces together and you rebuild that connection time and time again. It can be miles apart and it can be, you know, right next to one another. But the accountability partner is there for your benefit as you are for theirs. And it's so that we can continue to grow spiritually and continue to ascend. Our spirit team, our angels, and our guides, they are always with us. Always ask them what you need. Always give them what you want as a sign, or maybe in a quick meditation, you're going to be able to get the sign that they're trying to give you in order to keep you accountable, right? So with that being said, I want you guys to let us know. You can call in. Okay. You can also let us know through Facebook, because on this break, I'll go through. I'll do as many soul coaching readings as I can when it comes down to accountability and how it can benefit you in this session. Also, you guys, check us out on transformationtalkradio.com. All of our stuff has been up there for quite a few years now. Love working with them on the partnership we have. If you're looking to get a reading from me, you can go to shadesofspirit.com. Okay, there's three different options of the types of readings and times and costs. And then I also do Reiki sessions. We also do paranormal investigations. You can check out all of that stuff as well. Also, let's see. That's really all I have right here. You guys, the phone number if you want to call in for a reading is 1-800-930-2819. All right. 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off here so I can start getting your names down for readings. And I will see you guys shortly for some rapid readings.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking to up-level your leadership style to create greater results and have more success, but not sure where to start? Executive coach Camilla Kahlberg can help. Recognized as one of the most inspiring coaches by EU Business News and regarded as one of the top mindset coaches in the world, she is helping clients thrive through personal and professional change. Camilla knows firsthand on what it takes to achieve what you may be missing in your life. Visit kahlbergcoaching.com for a free consultation.
Are you ready to branch out to take?
Hey, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here with Shades of Spirit on Transformation Talk Radio. Today's, I was going to say service. That's weird. We were just talking about something off air. So today's show is on accountability partners and what we can do and how we can connect with people in regards to being that person that can exchange that even energy, that person that can share space for someone when they need it, and all the different ways that people can be accountability partners that we never think of, and how positive and fulfilling it feels when we can reach deep down inside and acknowledge that and say that to those people. Hence my little go on about the people that have touched my life in the past couple months that really hold that core value with me. I know we've got a caller, so I want to take our caller for our first reading. And then I've got Terry, Angie, Mary, Patty, and then Mary. So I'm going to try and get to all your readings. You guys know I can do some quick readings for today. So let's go ahead and take our caller, Emily.
Okay. Vicky from California, you are live. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Anything in particular when it comes down to accountability and the soul coaching deck that you want to know, or do you just want to see what your spirit team is trying to convey to you today?
I'd like to just see what my spirit team is saying to me today.
Okay, let's do that, shall we? I love this deck. All right. So we have got Vicky B. Oh, I got the chills already coming in. That means your angels are full throttle right now coming in behind me. You have actually three, Vicky, you're an overachiever. You have three cards that just fell out of the deck, all face down. So we're just going to bust through these and see what your spirit team wants you to know in order to connect with the accountability portion. It's inspiration. I'm receiving divine inspiration right now. So it's trusting, going back to that trust. I trust the inspiration flowing through me is coming from a place of divine intervention through my spirit team. The second one is power. This card is upside down. I am radiant, glorious, powerful being. So it's trusting again that you are powerful in what you're doing and you need to start showing it, but you need to hold yourself accountable with an accountability partner, probably multiple, in order to keep you on track of where you're supposed to go. And your third card is, oh, I love this, passion. I passionately accept and love myself. And if we're ever feeling in that space where we're not feeling like we're in that love space or that support space, or we're feeling like we aren't just as a powerful being as we know we are, we have a tendency not to move forward with things that we should be doing in life. And that, again, is holding us accountable. So for you, do you have an accountability partner that you use now?
I never thought of it that way. I do. And I actually have a few.
See, once we start to think of it, all of a sudden we realize how many people are around us in different facets that are our accountability partners. Now, do you listen to your accountability partners on a regular basis?
I'm a little bratty, I'll be honest, but I always take to heart whatever they tell me, for sure.
So, with your spirit team, inspiration, power, and passion, what one word are you going to use as your connection to your spirit team for accountability?
I say probably passion.
Love that. So now, this is the card. I don't know what you're doing right now, but at some point you can look at it. It's this beautiful pink, kind of maroon colored flower. So that is what they're showing me, is if you start seeing these beautiful pink kind of maroon flowers around, or lotus flowers around, that is your spirit team trying to come in and connect with you and bring that passion aspect back, and to remind you and hold you accountable to keep the passion going within yourself. Does that make sense?
I love that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Jamie.
Bye. All right, you guys. So I want to get to Angie Matthews. You did not ask for a card, but you said connecting with guides and you get nothing. You know what, Angie? I'm actually going to do my first show in, what month is this? This is May. June is going to be going back in and connecting with our angels and spirit guides. I also have done numerous shows. So if you go to Spotify or iHeartRadio or whatever works for you and pull up the Spirit Guide podcasts, I'm going to give you some examples and ways of connecting. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means that you're going to have to find a different avenue in order to connect, and that you probably are connecting. We're just not quite aware of how we're doing that yet. You can also set up a session with me and we can work on just connecting with your spirit guides and your angels. I do a lot of those type of sessions. So you can, you know, message me on shadesofspirit.com and I can help you work on that. And then we're also going to be discussing it in a future show. Terry Stripling, let's see, stuck, clutter, sorting out. Well, when those words stuck out to me in your description for what kind of reading you're looking for, when it comes down to accountability, when we have extra clutter, when we feel stuck, and we're trying to sort stuff out, it's because we are not holding ourselves accountable, nor are we having an equal accountability partner. And that's a big part for us right now, is finding the equal in that accountability partner, right? So who can be that accountability partner for you? Do you have one and there's some resistance there? And if so, why? Just like Vicky just said, I have a few accountability partners. I just kind of put that together. So that's the first step that I want you to take in this. You also have, oh geez, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards that fell out for you, Terry. So the first one, and I'm asking this to come from your guys' spirit team and angels, is the inspiration card. Interesting as well, but yours is upside down. I'm receiving divine inspiration right now. So I'm going to need you to connect with your spirit team on a daily basis. I want to know if you're doing that on a daily basis. You guys, this is why it's great if you call in, because I can have this conversation with you. So don't be afraid in 2 weeks to call in and talk to LaShawn and I, okay? Just saying. But I really want you to connect with your spirit team when you're brushing your teeth in the morning and find that inspiration. The second card is upside down. It's fulfillment. Joy abounds me in all areas of my life. Well, if we're not feeling inspired, we're not going to feel fulfilled, right? The third one is focus. It's upside down. We're lacking focus on what these tasks are. For me and your energy right now, I'm feeling just overwhelmed. My body feels tired. I'm kind of achy. And that's because we are in this kind of stuck clutter energy. The third one, upright, Terry, is light. My light radiates through my life and the world around me. Look at how beautiful this card is. Very simple, but it means you're radiating light. You're asking for help. It's just, you're not open at this point. I'm not going to say it that way. I think you are open. Sorry, you guys know when I get going, I start to cough. They want to open up your crown chakra in order for you to receive, which is the inspiration, fulfillment, and focus. But we got to clear out this crown chakra. So whether that be doing a meditation at night and connecting with the chakras. And then upside down is beauty. I am deeply and profoundly beautiful. That comes in with our heart chakra. So when we can kind of open up the crown and release the clutter that's up here, we can then acknowledge the clutter out here and start making a plan. But if no one is keeping us accountable, then we start to fall into this cycle. So for you, Terry, I know that you follow Shades of Spirit, and I appreciate you, and I love that you continue to do so. I really want you to connect in your spirit team, and I really want you to be in that space to where you can hear them and see them and feel them and start trusting them. And I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much. Connie says, is there a certain way to ask our spirit guides or angels for help when we need it? Yep. You close your eyes, you call them in. It's as easy as that. Just like with Angie, connecting with our guides. It's just, we have to trust. We have to let our walls down. We have to let the ego go, which ego is not a bad thing, you guys, and let spirit take over. I ask them for stuff all the time. I needed help with electronics the other day, and I asked the electronics angel to come in and help me. And half an hour later of my frustration, I hit one button and the darn thing worked. I don't understand how that works all the time. But yes, we can be very specific with our team. Connie, let's see what your spirit team wants to use as a connection with you for your accountability partner. Wisdom. Love it. All I truly need is within me. So for me, I would say the color blue is a prime color for you with your spirit team. So when you see the color blue, and it might be one day you see blue all darn day long, and then it could be days where you don't see blue at all. When you're seeing blue, check in with you. Do that gut check here at your solar plexus. What is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to gather that's that wisdom that's supporting me in this space? And how are they guiding you to move forward with, right? Just because we're seeing the signs doesn't mean that we're listening. When we see the signs, we've got to act upon them. And that is part of what we talk about in our spirit guides and angels workshops. And part of the things that I work with you guys on one-on-one is once you see the blue, Connie, I want you to go within and be like, okay, cool. This is the 18th blue thing I've seen today. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show me? Why are you getting my attention? And you're going to feel it here. And it's all of a sudden you're going to get that mental picture. And you're going to be like, I had the wisdom within me all along. They're just here to support you and move you forward. And I'm going to leave you with that. Mary Greer, let's do one for you. All right. Mary, let's see what your spirit guides and angels have to say on their soul coaching with you today. It's like soul coaching one-on-one with the angels. I love it. Opening up, Mary, opening up. I'm open to receiving the gifts of the universe. So that brings us back to vulnerability. It brings us back to worthiness. It brings us back to surrender. It allows us to open our light. It allows us to receive. And that's what a lot of us are missing, is the opening up our crown chakra and allowing it to receive and to settle into our physical body and work its way through. It says, I'm open to receiving the gifts of the universe. Listening, right? For you, it's going to be clairaudient. It's going to be where you kind of hear something, whether it's externally or internally. Our inner voice can also be clairaudient. It doesn't just have to be the external part of it. So when you're hearing something and you're hearing it over and over again, it's just not your mind trying to mess with you. It literally is your spirit guide and your angels coming in to help guide you. So for you, opening, it's also this beautiful heart with a leaf, kind of like a peach, but I want you to look for pink hearts, not red, not blue, not green, pink hearts. Those are going to be a sign visually for you so that you can connect with your angels and guides. And remember to open up and be ready to receive. And Mary, I'm going to leave you with that. Let's see. Patty A. Oh, dear. Let's give Patty A. Sometimes shuffling becomes a challenge because they all want to fall out for you, Patty. Oh boy, Patty. Okay, you ready, Patty? Are you ready? You know you can leave comments on Facebook, so I'll go back and look at them and I'll respond to some of them as well after the show, because this is only an hour show. Patty, this is where we're at. We have the passion card upside down, so it's working back into accepting and loving yourself. We've got the energy card upside down, healing energy, bringing that vitality, that flow, and allowing it to be easy and effortless, right? Your faith card is upright. My life is divinely guided. It's about trusting. Look at this card, you guys. It's a trapeze artist. Trusting that they are going to catch that bar time and time again. Why? Because they put the intention out. They've practiced and practiced and practiced. And they know within their heart that they are safe which then goes up to our conscious mind and tells it we're safe. And now they're able to do these fantastic tricks in the air and these aerial moves because they know every time they're going to catch it. And if they don't, what happens, Patty? That net is going to catch them. That net is your accountability partner saying, all right, what did we do this time that we didn't grab that bar? And how are we going to change it and be accountable for the response and the action we just got? Then you have the miracles. Yes, the miracles are coming. And it's reminding yourself that your life is a miracle. The things that you've gone through in your life, your spirit guides and angels are trying to remind you that you're here because you are a miracle. They want you to own that energy. Then we've got transformation. We've got the essence of who you are, being joyful. It's about creating the adventure in your life and then finding accountability partners that will bring that adventure with you and to you. And being able to say, I'm not really sure I want to go out for that hike today, or I'm not really sure if I want to, you know, take that little cruise for 3 or 4 days. And you've got accountability partners out there saying, pack your bags, we're going. And we're going to get you out and we're going to experience that excitement. And then when you get there, the energy starts coming back. The passion starts coming back. You connect back into your faith. The essence of joy returns. And the last card is joy. So for you, it's anytime you see the word joy, I want you to connect in to your angels and your guides and know that they are holding you accountable because joy, love, enlightenment are the highest vibrations we can attain. And for you, it's using rose essential oil. It's allowing yourself to connect in that high vibration and keeping your own energy clear and clean as well. Santana R, let's do a reading for you. None of you want to call and talk to me? That's all right. Don't be scared. Call and talk to LaShawn and I next time, okay? We are a really good time. All right, Santana, would like a reading, feeling a little lost right now. Any messages? All right, so again, these are soul coaching readings about having an accountability partner with your angels and guides. That's what this reading is about. Now, of course, we have others in our life that will be accountability partners as well, both human, non-human, animals. My goodness, if my pug doesn't keep me accountable, what time to get up? What time are we eating? Hey, you need to sit down. I need to give you a hug. Let's just go for a walk. That's an accountability partner that a lot of us don't always recognize. So if you have pets and you find that they're in a routine and they're keeping you on track, it's because they're keeping you accountable. When they want to sit in my lap and I've got 85 things to do and I sit down and just take a few minutes and scratch his head and he makes his little pug sounds. I know it's very cute. I'm an animal person. It's because he knows that I need to sit down. I need to relax and I just need to zen out for a minute and then refocus. So our animals, being as spiritual as they are holding us accountable as well. So find that accountability partner in the flowers that you're growing or the tomatoes I'm trying not to kill, right? I've got plants out there. We've got them in the greenhouse. We've got them in the ground. I've watered them today. I was held accountable because I didn't want them to wilt and die, even though there's rain coming here in San Diego. So my accountability partner this week, boy, this sounds interesting, is plants and animals, and then my close friends and some family. And of course, my spirit guides and angels. So Santana, let's see what they have for you. All right. My pug. He really is my accountability partner. Santana. All right. You ready for this? You guys, if you miss it, you can always go back because it's going to be back on our websites and our Facebook pages and Spotify. All right. So first things first, Santana, acceptance is upside down. I unconditionally accept, cherish, and love myself just as I am. So the acceptance part of it is moving into our heart chakra. So for your spirit team, first and foremost, they want you to feel their love around you. They want you to feel that connection around you. And they want you to talk to them more. You have the beauty card. I am deeply and profoundly beautiful. Reminding yourself this. This is upright. This is you embodying this energy. Peace is upside down. I breathe deeply knowing that all is well in the universe. We cannot handle everything in the universe, but we can send our love and light out to the universe. And we can trust that it's going to where it needs to be. Oh, we could take a breath. Santana, as an energy being and as a healer yourself, you really do have worries that are above and beyond because you care so deeply. and they want you to remember the peace within and the peace that they can bring you just by that conversation with them. And you also got the wisdom card. All I truly need is within me. Why? Because within us lies our spirit guides and our angels, lies the guidance, and lies all of the understanding that we have within ourselves. But also knowing that we need to break out of that mold, and we need to accept and trust. We need to surrender and allow that vulnerability to take place. And it also shows that it's time to take a little bit of a break. And I'm not meaning like, you know, maybe you need a mental health day, but they're showing that there's so much that's going on and we're so much on the go, Santana, that it's time to take a break in order to reconnect with them and find the other accountability partners in your life and give gratitude and thanks for them, whether it be just within your own energy space or to tell them yourself. So that is a big part of the accountability process, where it can be a spiritual accountability as well as a physical human to human relationship. I love it, Connie. That does work. Blue, thank you so much. So when we think about these things and we get reminded of ways that we can connect with our teams, we start to see how we can connect. And that's all I'm asking. I'm asking you to trust. I'm asking you to find someone that sparks that initiation of being accountable for yourself and accountable for others. Maybe you do hold yourself accountable and maybe that works for you. And that's great. Hands down, a wonderful process. But sometimes we do need to go outside of ourselves. And when we can be accountable, we will get more done. Right? How many of you can agree to that? I mean, we do get more done when we're in that space. We also have a tendency to put the weight of the world on our shoulders and our lower backs. We know what those correlate with our chakras as well. So it's about feeling stable in our life when we have our lower backs. It's the weight on the world of our shoulders is because we're taking on everyone else's stuff and learning those lessons. And you can now say, no, no, I hold myself accountable for what is happening in my life, in my energy. I'm holding myself accountable for the directions that I have been and I am going and where I'm at currently. But anything else that is not mine to hold in that space, I'm sending back to you in a space of love and light. I'm cutting those energetic cords and ties, and I will no longer be tied to anyone else's energy. That's a huge part of energetic accountability, is keeping your energy to yourself, and it is okay to send that energy back to others. If you've learned the lesson, that's even one step higher. I've learned my lesson with this person. I no longer will be accountable for their actions. I'm going to send that energy back to them in a space of love and light. I like to bring an Archangel Michael to cut any existing cords and send them back. And now I am purely in my own energetic vibration. And I have my spirit team around me so that we can all be together in that space. I love working with you guys. I just feel honored every day that I'm able to do this with you guys. I will be on again. It's the first and third Wednesdays of every month at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The last half an hour is always readings. I love you guys to call in and interact with me because that makes it so much more fun. And I can do more with you guys because I'm not trying to keep up with comments, but whatever works for you and whatever you're comfortable with, I honor that. Head over to Transformation Talk Radio. They have a lot of different shows and people on and different topics that will really motivate you and connect with you. They're just a fantastic organization and I'm extremely grateful for them. You can book your sessions with me at shadesofspirit.com. My May schedule is up. I have openings. If you find something that you can't work within that schedule, you can go ahead and message us and I will go ahead and work with you on getting you your schedule. Again, next show, which will be in 2 weeks, same time, I'm going to have LaShawn the Luminous Mystic here to talk about a paranormal investigation that we did just a few weeks ago in Riverside County. Now, I've done a lot of paranormal investigations and I've had a lot of activity in a lot of paranormal investigations. This ties to my experiences in Wrightwood, California, where we are having our mystical camp in the woods. And it's not negative. We do not do this from a space of lower vibrations. We do this from a space of love and light. We are here just to see what energies are there, if they have any messages, and if we can send them love and light in that space. We had equipment going off like crazy. I'm going to have pictures. I'm going to have video for the show so you guys can see it as we talk through it. And then we'll be doing some readings, either if you want us to do a reading on your home or your space or your own energy. We're going to be doing those for the last half an hour. Go to Luminous Path with Love to book your camp ticket now. Excuse me, because we're going to sell out. We already have a handful of people that have booked immediately once we put this out. So it's Luminous Path with Love. It's the mystical camp in the woods. You guys, thank you so much for joining me for season 3 of Shades of Spirit Radio. I will be back in 2 weeks. Otherwise, keep your eyes out on our events calendar and see what we have coming up next. All right, you guys, thank you. Have a wonderful Wednesday evening. And this is me signing off. Bye.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as I connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.